When Duvalier came back to Haiti after 25 years in exile, he was charged with corruption involving hundreds of millions of dollars. That trial is still pending. But most Haitians were shocked in 2012 when a judge ruled Baby Doc would not be prosecuted for the alleged murder and torture of opponents during his and his father's rule. International pressure eventually prodded the government to allow hearings that included Duvalier's alleged victims. Those led to this week's ruling.
Obviously, the judges displayed great courage and the victims.
Brian Concannon is director of the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, based in Boston.
But I think a very exciting confluence of actors came forward to make this possible. Human rights activists, people on the streets in Haiti.
Concannon says greenlighting the crimes against humanity charges is critical for the development of Haiti, the Western Hemisphere's poorest country.
This is a large step forward in establishing the rule of law in Haiti, meaning that you can have a justice system that works for everybody from poor peasants trying to enforce land rights to factory owners trying to enforce contracts. It's also a very important precedent against political violence.
Duvalier's lawyers argue that a statute of limitations prevents his prosecution. The panel of three Haitian judges disagreed. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.